Good morning. Tuesday is a good day to be alive in Christ. George Watkins here on our morning session together again. What a joy it is to know that God is faithful. And here's news, good news. You did not lose your salvation overnight when you were sleeping. You say that's pretty silly, Pastor G. Well, that's just about what I got when I was a kid and a young teenager. Watch out. If you have a bad thought, you're going to hell. If you look at the girl sideways, you're in trouble and Jesus doesn't like you. Now, I realize that was a little extreme, but I want to turn the dial really hard toward the direction of God's power and grace and mercy and love that has attached itself to you and it's in you, and you have been redeemed and bought by the price of the cross and the resurrection and the blood, and you are anchored in your salvation, repentance, conversion, new birth, born again. All those terms mean that I am in Christ, and you can't fall out of Christ that easily. Okay. Now, seeing I've started a whole new subject, I'm going to jump right over into what the Lord dropped to my heart today. How do you live on the way to eternity? Before we get into it, don't forget, smash that subscribe button if you haven't. Sign up to be a friend on Facebook and give us some thumbs up and so forth. Good. Okay. How to live on the way to eternity? Well, there's two snapshots that I would give you, and one reflects off that first conversation we just had about the early teachings of how to live. Now, is in the early part of my life, my peers, those who were teaching, perhaps not my mother and father, like, you know, hardline legalists, no, but they were around me. If you're going to heaven, you'll cut your hair, George. It's over your ears. You what? You did this? Well, you are in trouble now, and God doesn't like you, and you have to repent, repent, repent. When I was 15 or 16, I guess it was, after, I don't know, a prayer meeting at the church, some kind of meeting, my buddy and I decided that we would walk two of the girls down to the corner drugstore. And it was in those days they actually had soda fountains in the drugstore so we could get a Coke right out of the tap, you know. No bottles in those days, I suppose. Well, guess who thought I was way off in Sinfield because I was going to walk in the dark with a girl. Now, I'm not exaggerating much, but some perhaps. But get the point. If you hear that term, how to live in your way to eternity, you have this idea that if I've got to go through all the hoops because eternity's coming, and if I don't live right, I'm going to be thrown out. Wait a minute. Let's review the scriptures. Let's look at this based upon what Jesus taught and what is taught about him and what the apostles taught. I'm not depending on death to give me eternal life. I'm depending and have depended and have already depended on Christ to give me eternal life because he paid the debt. He bought me. He brought me back. He redeemed me. I have been brought back to the Father by the actions of Jesus on the cross, and I didn't earn a thing. I can never earn a thing. I can't repent enough. I can't carry a cross, beat myself, walk 100 miles, win 10 million souls. I can't do a thing. It was a gift from my Heavenly Father by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Now, the powerful thing about understanding righteousness is that it's like sticky glue. It sticks to you, and you can't get rid of it as easy as some of the preachers might try to convince you. Okay, I'm not quite over into the Baptist camp yet, but I'm leaning hard toward eternal security, I'll tell you that. I have eternal security in the sense that I'm secure eternally. Amen. Glory to God. Well, the weather's changing, and there's a hot, cold, hot and cold. I don't have a cold. I'm getting ready to sneeze because it's chilly down here in my office when it's hot outside. So that's why I'm here. Now, normally I'd cut that out, but with this new computer software I have, I can't mess with these videos. What you see is what you get. All right. Now, if the old days, the religious, the holiness days, the days that you earned your way to righteousness by how you lived. Now, don't get me wrong. Righteousness changes our lifestyle. We don't get righteous by changing our lifestyle. I don't get righteous by stopping sin, the sinning actions, you know, all the things we list. Matter of fact, it was really easy for me when I was a teenager. They gave us a list of sins. They did that. It was printed out. You do this, you can't sing in the choir because these are sins. Okay, back to the moment. How do you live on the way to eternity? Okay, that's the old. The new is that I am the righteousness of God in Christ, and I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I live by the faith. Now, what was the faith of the Son of God? He believed. He wasn't pushing any wrong buttons. He wasn't overstating the fact that he was who he was. And he accepted it and lived it out with joy and satisfaction and peace that he was pleasing the Father. Matter of fact, the Father said, "Well done. I'm so pleased with you." He said it out loud. People heard him say it when the dove came down, so forth. Okay. How to live on the way. Look at this, John 3:16. Well, that's my favorite, I suppose, because I use it a lot. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish, but have temporary life, short-lived life, hard life, broken life, lost life." No, he said eternal life. Okay, then it goes on to say that he that believeth in 3 and 36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Again, a repeat. John 4:14, he says, "The water that I give will spring up into eternal life." So the water comes in, the water of salvation and so forth. I love that. John 5:24, "He that heareth my words is passed from death unto life." Well, you say, that's not a problem. I believe I have the life of Christ, but this whole thing about never dying. I know I'm playing with that word, and I'm poking you and teasing you a little bit, and probably stirring up the critics when I use that word, you know, that strong, never die. Well, you're going to die someday, George. It's just a matter of semantics. All right. Acts 13 and 46. Here's an interesting statement by Paul. "You judge yourself unworthy." He's talking to the Jews that he's been preaching to. It says, "You've judged yourself unworthy of everlasting life." Now, what was Paul offering? He was offering them everlasting life. Why? Because when you receive Jesus Christ, or let me put it this way, when you receive the news, which is the good news, this is the gospel now, this is the gospel we preach. When you receive the good news that Jesus has paid the debt and has forgiven your sins, and that you now, all you have to do now is believe, you shall receive eternal life. "He that believeth on me has everlasting life." He didn't say, "He that believeth on me signs up for the church choir, mows the lawn for the church, pays their tithe every week, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, all those things, he'll have eternal life. Say, wait a minute, preacher, are you trying to say that I don't have to do that? No, no, no. Don't get the cart before the horse. When you live as if you have eternal life and live out of the power of eternal life, those things are not temptations, traps, side journeys, disconnects. They don't do that to you, because the life of God is, well, it's not just discovered, it's engaged. And when you begin to engage eternal life now, you will never die. Pause for reaction. Now, I said in my show notes a minute ago, down below, that, oh, there'll be some changes along the way. Yeah, like the coming of the Lord, or the fact that you'll step into maybe, you know, a realm like Enoch did. He did it in the flesh. You know, he was breathing air when he did it. Now, stepping in to the presence, to the heavenlies. And Enoch just one day stayed there. Now, never die means that death has lost its sting. When I live like I have eternal life, I'm not afraid of death. Death is not going to introduce me to Jesus. I'm not waiting for death to heal me. I'm not waiting for death to make, you know, to give me joy and peace in heaven. I'm not waiting for death so I can, you know, not pay my taxes. Well, that's another issue. So then death has been conquered by Christ, and the sting of death is the fear of death, because death is not my master. Jesus is. My spirit is eternal. My body, temporal, perhaps, as we move forward. I could be like Enoch. I could be like Elijah, translated. That's happened once, it could happen again. Well, just some thoughts for Tuesday morning. I don't want to blow your day out, but I want you to live like you are eternally alive, where you're not one foot on the banana peel and ready to slip back into some dreaded sin or brokenness. When eternal life, the fact that you are living out of God's life, begins to catch a hold of your emotions and your spirit and your flesh and your mind and your words and your attitude, life takes on a powerful, visionary future. You're not waiting to check out. You're just getting up in the morning because you got another day of eternity ahead of you. Amen. We plan like we're never going to die, and the plans get bigger and bigger and bigger. Hallelujah. Well, I am confident that God has his hand on the throttle, and he knows exactly what the speed is. Amen. Romans 6, 22 and 23. God, they call it a gift from God called eternal life. So I have been given a gift. The spirit of life is in me. Jesus is the spirit of life. The Holy Spirit is in me. That's the breath of God, the life of God. Amen. John 10 said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. I give them eternal life, and no man will ever pluck them out of my hand. Now, that's pretty secure. That is secure. If you live like you have eternal life, you are secure in the hand of God, and nobody's going to pluck you away. You won't fall over the cliff by some bad thought. You are anchored in Christ. That's good news. I think that's a Tuesday news. That's a good Tuesday news. All right, well, search it out. See if these things be true. That be good Berean. Study the scriptures. Ask the Lord to give you revelation. Think about it. And if it doesn't click with you, wait a while. It will. Glory to God. I love you guys. I love you guys and gals. And thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your subscriptions. Thank you for your encouraging words. And if God's nudging you to give a gift to us, write down in the show notes, PayPal or the snail mail. Big help. When we receive a gift, we bless you back. We pray over it. We remember you before the Lord through the month and thank God for your faithful supply to us. But most of all, I thank God for the honor of receiving a gift because it is an honor. Until tomorrow morning at this same time, we will see you and talk about the good things of God. Until then, be strong, be bold. For you are eternally alive.